all the country music. Here's the fantasy fools in 3, 2.
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, I don't know. I think I've been downgraded from fool to dummy, or maybe just, you know, on the cusp of loser, because I can't pick anybody anymore.
Listen, I mean, last week was, I mean, it really was an anomaly in the fantasy world with six teams on bye. The biocalypse,
right,
is what a lot of people were calling it. I mean, so, and it wasn't just any six teams, as we talked about last week. I mean, these are Buffalo, Dallas. You know, these are monster teams that have been giving people monster points, the Chargers. So now we're going to get back on track this week.
Yeah.
Now there's only two teams on bye, the Ravens and the Raiders. And, you know, although people are going to have a lot of players from these two teams, it's not six teams.
Yeah, right.
So it's going to there's going to be a lot more work on the waiver wire, a lot more options and so on and so forth as kind of people pick up the pieces from last week. And a lot of people, to continue our conversation from last week, a lot of people were really kind of struggling with, what do I do? Do I just keep an empty spot? You know, do I just leave the kicker open, you know, or a quarterback or whatever the case may be? So hopefully you won't, with all those teams on bye last week and not as many moving forward, hopefully our folks won't have to face those types of decisions again.
Yeah, and if you, if you lost a score 4 points on a Midland defense, you know, it didn't cost you anything.
Yeah, and the most important thing is if you can squeak through, maybe you got lucky and got a victory, but even if you took a loss, if you squeaked through, and you were able to hold on and retain your players that may have been on bye last week and get them all back into your lineup, you know, you've got those now for the rest of the season. So that's just a really good problem to have.
Yeah, really, that's huge. You get it out of the way, so to speak, and that's the nice thing about it. The other thing that I've learned over the years in fantasy, really weeks 1 through 7 or 8 matter, but they really don't. It's that week 9 and really getting into week 10 and 11 that really – you know, bring the cream of the crop out and bring those that are really going to – that really have a chance to win.
And we've maintained this. I mean, this has always been our attitude, is like, if you can keep – you've got to – I mean, obviously you don't want to be 0-8, but if you can kind of stick around that watermark, that 500 mark, maybe you're 4-4, maybe you're 4-5, 5-4, whatever, going into that home stretch, then you can really kind of, you know, kick, you know, put the pedal to the metal, hopefully, and sneak into the playoffs. Because that's what you really need to do, is just get in. You got to get in the playoffs.
Right.
So.
Right. And I think bye weeks for some, like if you have Dalvin Cook, last week certainly didn't hurt Dalvin Cook any. You know, he looked pretty good in week 6.
Absolutely.
So going into week 7 in the bye, now he's had a chance to rest. Darren Waller is going to be on bye this week, so that gives him an extra week. So that gives you a shot at week 9 and having him back again and being at full strength, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of these byes you can play to your advantage. It's really tough right now to grab, unless you're smart enough to do the one thing that I never do, grab that one odd running back who has to fill in for somebody like Dearness Johnson.
Yes.
I would never grab him ever in a million years. I'm going to change my philosophy on that. He showed up pretty big. So there were a number of studs, though.
Yeah, absolutely. There were a number of studs. There were also a whole heck of a lot of duds as well. And I'm looking at my list, and I forgot to include the Bears running back who filled in for Damian Harris. And
Khalil Herbert.
Herbert, yes, correct.
Herbert.
So he had a great game. So he was one, you know, in a bad game. I mean, they were demolished, but he had 100 yards rushing and looked really good. And so with Gibson still on the shelf, I mean, that is a really great pickup. If you picked him up, you got points this week. You know, the regular, now we had some of the regular quarterbacks show up big this week. So, I mean, no problems there. But what was really, I think, surprising and awesome, to be honest with you, are folks like Joe Burrow going into Baltimore and just tearing them apart. You know, Matt Ryan played good, and Tua played really
well
in that loss.
Well, yeah.
And Heinicke played okay, you know, in that loss against
the Packers. Tannehill's back a little bit.
Tannehill's back. Mac Jones played well. So if you did roll with some of Carson Wentz, if you rolled with some of these folks during your bye week, you were pretty pleased. you know, if you rolled with, you know, Sam Darnold or Jimmy Graham, I started Sam Darnold in one league. I was an absolute disaster. But even if I would have started a different quarterback, I still wouldn't have won the game because of all the byes.
Right.
So it was just, you know, one of those things. So you had some of these games where people really didn't show up. You know, Derrick Henry keeps chugging along. Derrick Henry put up 17 fantasy points, and people are talking about it as a down game.
I know. They're so bummed out. The thing that I knew he was not going to have a game because they kept talking about Derrick Henry's going off 400 yards, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you guys shut up because you're wrecking it now. It's not going to happen. And so, yeah, I went into it thinking – yeah, if he gets 13 to 15 fantasy points, I'm happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, Leonard Fournette continues to shine for the Buccaneers. Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine for the Bengals look great. The Bengals look great.
Yeah, they really do. The money they spent on their defense finally kicked in. I mean, you could say that it was good money spent.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift for the Lions. A lot of people expected him to pick up points in garbage time. So what does he do? He scores a 70-yard pad receiving touchdown on the first drive of the game. So that was good if you had him going.
Right.
Miles Gaskin sighting in Miami. What? Who?
Hello. Yes. You know, and the funny thing is,
I think it's Tua. Yeah.
Right. And once that seems to start, I would think that Gaskin, if you've got room on your bench, put him there for another week once and see what happens.
Absolutely. Running backs are an absolute, stash them. Stash them. I mean, they're gold. They can be gold. Kenneth Gainwell for Philadelphia is now going to be up again because, of course, Miles Sanders is hurt again and so on and so forth. And, you know, if you want to invest in the Eagles in any way, I suppose that's the guy you got to plug your nose. Dallas Goedert, I suppose. You know, the Bengals just keep rolling. Jamar Chase and I mean, what an absolute stud. Mike Evans had a huge game and then gave away Tom Brady's 600th touchdown ball.
I know, that was so funny to watch that.
Yeah, and if you followed that saga, that was really fun. I encourage our listeners to look that up if you didn't know, if you didn't hear about that. But Google that and read about that whole saga because it's really great.
It was really cool. And then think about Mike Evans and the fact that he caught the 600th touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, that in itself, I'm sure – in his entire career, never thought he'd ever have Tom Brady as his quarterback, but then to reach some of those milestones with Tom is amazing.
Well, you know, and with Antonio Brown scratched, it's then all of a sudden you've got one less mouth to feed and then Mike Evans. So it's just like the Bucs are such a juggernaut. I mean, it's really unbelievable.
It's hard. And then you had all of the prognosticators and analysts talking about this Bucs game is going to be unbelievable. Brady's going to have a heck of a game, and it's all going to be because of Godwell. Yeah. So anybody that had Godwell was probably thinking, unless you're like me, going, yeah, well, you guys jinxed it now. Godwell's not going to have a good game.
Yeah.
And boom, it was a Mike Evans night, and that's
absolutely
just the way it is.
Yep. A.J. Brown, you can see what he means to the Titans coming back. That's just huge for Ryan Tannehill and for that team. And for them to steamroll. Now, the Chiefs are a train wreck. But and that's official now. But to see how the Titans just demolished them, I think is in large part. I mean, I don't want to say that that's the only reason, but it is huge that AJ Brown and Julio Jones are both healthy and playing. Every snap for the most part, that makes a huge difference. Now that if they can just get their tight end going, and if they can get a few other folks involved, take some of the pressure off of Derrick Henry. Not that I want them to, because I have him.
But, I do too.
But they're going to be a monster team to be reckoned with, especially if that defense is doing the things that it's been doing. McLaurin for Washington, Davante Adams and Lazard for the Packers did great. Now Adams is on the COVID list.
Yep.
But now there's a really small chance he could play Thursday night, but that changes the whole tenor of that game. Now, I don't think that rules the Packers out necessarily.
No,
but
I don't think
it's going to be tough as hell to beat Arizona in Arizona without Davante Adams.
Yeah, Lazard has stepped up.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what the status is on Scantling. Not quite sure if he's there or coming back.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then at the tight end for the Bengals, again, CJ Uzama is doing really well. Pitts for the Falcon, the rookie, is all of a sudden he's just an every week tight end. I mean, he's going to be awesome.
He's Matt Ryan's go-to dude.
Yep. Mike Gesicki continues to chug along for the Dolphins in a very pleasant surprise. He goes from Gesicki to Gesicki. So that's a really good thing. And then Bob Tonyan finally had a touchdown.
Wow, yeah.
keep an eye on him on the waivers or as a sneaky tight end play or possibly even a flex if you're really desperate. Because what happens when a number one receiver like Devontae Adams goes down is all of a sudden you have to look at different outlets, different valves, right? So, and that could really benefit Bob Tonyan.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We had some real duds, though, didn't we? I mean, the Broncos.
Major stunk.
The Browns, except for D'Ernest Johnson. All the Chiefs. All the Jets, except Corey Davis. The Ravens stunk. The Bears stunk. The Texans stunk. If unless you had Kamara or DK Metcalf, all the Seahawks and Saints stunk. You know, all the Cardinals except Murray. And I hate to say this because they stunk. Because if you look at their stat lines, like a lot of receivers had touchdowns, but they were like 1 or 2 yards.
Yes,
and they didn't have any. So you didn't get any points. So you had receivers that had touchdowns that ended up the end of the game with like 8 or 9 points, which was kind of a very interesting thing. The Panthers and the Giants game stunk. I mean, the 49ers stunk. I mean, the whole it was just a really weird weekend.
The whole weekend was set up to be a blah weekend.
Yes,
because of the week 7 bye and all the teams.
I mentioned having Julio Jones back is huge, but he didn't do much. But I wouldn't panic yet. I think he's a really good person to hold on to, especially if they're really taking it kind of easy with him with that hamstring, letting him get full strength. He'll be a factor.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt.
Unless he injures that hamstring and it's something he cannot go forward with. He will be a factor. He'll be a factor in the season, and he'll be a factor in the playoffs if he stays healthy.
And he'll be a factor for A.J. Brown owners.
Yes.
Period.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, that will really that'll really boost him.
Yep.
And the other stat line, you mentioned stat lines. I had to laugh from the game last night. They said it was actually a pretty decent stat line. Winston had 1935 for 22 yards. 35. So you think about little dink dunks, you know, completed 19 passes for 22 yards. So they were all basically a yard and a couple inches.
Yeah, it was really something. Yep. You know, and you had some guys like Darren Waller and Renfro and Ruggs and so on. Like the Raiders, I mean, they just didn't. Waller was injured. Gibson and McKissick, the running backs for Washington, didn't do much. So even some of your weekly players that you plug in and never take out of your lineup, they didn't produce like we thought they would. So, but anyway, we're past this stinker of a week. Buys, the biocalypse. So let's look ahead.
Let's do that. We'll be right back with the top plays.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
Roto-Rooter presents The Raving. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over quaint and curious volumes of forgotten lore, suddenly there came a rushing as of someone slowly flushing water across my chamber floor. Vainly then I sought to borrow plungers to relieve my sorrow. Alas, I slowed it down and nothing more. As the mess was slow subsiding, my thoughts were strong to go a-riding, perhaps to find a package store. I jumped astride my motor scooter. A big black bird screamed, Roto-Rooter!
And away go troubles down the drain.
Quoth the raven evermore.
From politics to which smartphone is the best, it's tough to find the truth sometimes. I'm Justin, the mattress nerd and founder of Juna Sleep Systems, and this is our store manager, Brian.
When you want the best sleep, less pain, and more energy, then you need a mattress that can give you the proper support, which means you have to look outside the box.
Juna Sleep Systems is like the black sheep of the mattress world, and sometimes the black sheep is the only one telling you the truth.
Sadly, most mattresses are very low quality, but at Juna, we build our by hand in our store using only the highest quality materials.
All you have to do is try one out for yourself here at the Sioux Falls store. You get a 120-night risk-free trial and a lifetime comfort commitment, which means you can change the feel of your mattress at any time.
Plus, free white glove delivery and setup within 100 miles of our store. Showroom in the front, factory in the back. Juna Sleep Systems, 41st and Grange in Sioux Falls.
Come see why. It's the last mattress you'll ever have to buy.
Juna.
It's the Fantasy Fools on The Ranch, AM 910.
Yeah, well, the Fantasy Fools and, well, one fool and one really big dummy, because I just can't seem to get it done or make the right picks. Now, I was really bummed out because I dropped McKissick in the Carpies League, and somebody sitting in front of me picked him up, and I was so mad at myself because I'm like, doggone it anyway. And then I thought, nope, it's the McKissick magic. Every other week he scores big.
Yep.
And it didn't work so well. So anyway, let's get into the top plays.
Absolutely. Oh, we've got, like, it's just so exciting to be getting back into the swing of things. Here, I think what we found out last week is that Joe Burrow is going to be in your lineup every week.
Yeah.
And he's got the Jets this week. I don't expect a letdown in that game at all. I think that they're going to come out and try. The only thing that could provide a possible letdown is if they get out to a lead and then, you know, decide to just pound the rock, just run the ball. But that proved to be inconsequential in Sunday's game because they did get out to that big lead, and he'd already put up 30-some points.
Right, so yeah, and they just, like, kept it rolling. Yep. I think the one thing, emergence of Uzama.
Absolutely.
I think that might hurt T. Higgins a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. They are every bit as loaded offensively, and I mean this sincerely, as the Bucks. I mean, they've got the big three wide receivers. They've got the emerging tight end. They've got two, and if you throw in Chris Evans, three excellent running backs. It's really fun to watch. The Bengals are for real, folks. I like Jalen Hurts at the Lions. I like anybody against the Lions. Hell, you and I could suit up against the Lions and maybe throw a touchdown. Trevor Lawrence. I like Trevor Lawrence.
The realist out there.
We've got some folks in the peanut gallery here today. I like Trevor Lawrence versus the Seahawks. I think the conditions were more of an indicator of that game than anything last night. The Seahawks can still be passed on. And Trevor Lawrence is going to have to pass. Ryan Tannehill against the Colts. The Colts have a tough defense, but Tannehill looks really good.
He looks good. I think they finally decided to go back to what they did last year, because whatever they were doing this year, minus Brown and Julio for a while there,
and
it just didn't work.
And I like Carson Wentz in that same game versus the Titans. I think that game has – they're both coming off lopsided victories, but I think that is a divisional game. I think that game has some real sneaky shootout potential. But they both have good defenses. But sometimes when you get those divisional matchups, the Colts are on the rise. The Titans are playing really well. I think sometimes those – and quarterbacks are both playing well, and they've got some great offensive weapons. I think that has some shootout potential. So I really like that game a lot.
Yeah.
I really like a sneaky if you're desperate, I think a sneaky Jared Goff this week. You figure that they're going to be playing down. I don't know what to make of that game in particular, but you figure that he's going to be getting some garbage time points, whether they're close in the game or down or whatever. They're just going to pass.
Yeah.
Yes. At running back, I like Joe Mixon a lot for the Bengals, but I also think what we've seen is that both Chris Evans and Samaje Perine can be really good plug and plays if you're desperate for a flex during the bye week. I absolutely love them at the Jets, especially since that game will probably project to be a garbage time game. And with Mixon a little dinged up, I think those two will get a lot more action, especially in the second half. So there's your garbage time points right there. I like D'Ernest Johnson as long as Chubb and who am I forgetting? The other running back, Chubb and Hunt, are still banged up. Keep rolling him out. Kenneth Gainwell is officially the man in Philadelphia until further notice. I like Melvin Gordon for the Broncos. They're desperate, and Washington is not that great. And it's finally Myles Gaskin. He did well this week, but I think it's do or die time for him now. He's got to follow up that performance with another good performance. It's against the tough Bills, but again, divisional matchup. Dolphins are looking a lot better with Tua. We'll see how that all goes. Wide receiver. I like T. Higgins this week. I think I think in a game that's projects to be sort of out of hand, I think they've got to get him involved somehow because he's been kind of the odd man out in the last couple of weeks. So I think getting him the ball, or Tyler Boyd, I think would be a good play as well for the Bengals, because I think if they do get off to that big lead like we think they will against the Jets, I mean, the Patriots did, for heaven's sake, so definitely you think that the Bengals will.
Yeah, you would hope so, but the crazy thing is the Jets all of a sudden will decide to come and play some serious football.
That's true.
Defense just can be tough. So,
yes.
You know, I get what you're saying, but remember that the Jets' defense can play tough.
Mm-hmm. Laviska Shenault, I like him coming off the bye at the Seahawks. I like Amon-Ra St. Brown versus the Eagles. He's the Lions receiver. I like Michael Pittman.
He's the guy there right now.
Yeah, he's looking really good for the Colts. And I like Julio Jones for the Titans versus the Colts. I think he's due for a big week if he's healthy. He's not going to be held down every week. He's going to have a big week. So roll the dice and see what happens. And again, I like the Dolphins. Like, here's a true garbage time potential right here. Dolphins at Bills. Now, if the Bills take care of business and are ahead by two, maybe three scores, what are the Dolphins going
to
do? They're going to throw it. So their receivers and Miles Gaskin could be really sneaky. Tsujie Uzomah is becoming a week-in, week-out tight end. Roll him out. Ricky Seals-Jones, as long as Logan Thomas is hurt, he's Washington's number one tight end. The Broncos, Noah Fant, I think, could have a nice week this week versus Washington. Bob Tonyan scored last week. Fant is much better than Bob Tonyan, and he's one of their primary weapons. I like Hunter Henry, the Patriots tight end at the Chargers. And then Tyler Higbee at the Texans. And then finally, defensively, we talked about the Bengals, the Chargers versus the Patriots. I think the Chiefs have to bounce back this week. If they don't, they're done versus the Giants in desperation. And I like the Eagles at the Lions, and I like the Panthers at the Falcons.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting week here again with things kind of getting back to normal in a way. But the crazy thing is some of these teams, like I say, you know, with the Jets, They have a horrible game. New England Patriots. Now you think the Patriots are riding high in there, and they are the almighty right now and doing very well.
Yeah.
Guess what? Week number eight might just go in the opposite direction. That's scary.
The sneaky thing too is that like late yesterday afternoon, early evening, the announcement came out that the Jets had traded to bring Joe Flacco back.
Yeah, right.
Because Zach Wilson's going to be out for a few weeks. So now. We don't know what Flacco's status is, but one thing we do know about Flacco is he is a proven winner. He's won a Super Bowl, and a lot of people think that other than Aaron Rodgers, he has the best arm still in the NFL. He can throw it 100 miles.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can bank on him throwing the ball because he's really not going to run.
Right.
So they are going to pass.
Yeah.
If they're down and they need to put points on the board, they will. So that,
and you know, also, if he does get the start, I mean, let's say they bring in Flacco and he does get the start, I think he's a really sneaky start again if you're desperate.
It's
because
possible.
You know, what is he going to want to do? Now he may tank completely, but he's going to want to come out and show that he can still start.
Right.
But you do that by passing.
Yep. That is the prescription.
I love those types of games. I love the Bengals-Jets game this week. On paper, it looks like, okay, Bengals are going to win 42-14, something like that. But I think, you know, it's got some of those – there's some of those weird – you're right. There's some of the weirdness that goes in there, and Joe Flacco could be part of that equation.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I agree 100%. All right, we're going to come back and take a peek at the waivers, the injuries, and all that fun stuff. Sit tight.
Blah, blah, blah.
Check this out. More of the Fantasy Fools, Brian and Mac.
Good call.
Next on the Ranch, AM 910.
Start a new career as a truck driver with Sysco. Sysco is the world's global food service leader, and they're hiring in our area. How about a $10,000 sign-on bonus? Starting wages at $27.90 per hour, four-day work week, your home every night, and great benefits, including 401k. What's not to love about that? Visit Sysco.com to apply. Start your journey with Sysco today. Sysco, delivering good careers every day.
If you're like me, when it comes to banking, you've got general needs. That's why I rely on Bankstar for all of the things that all of us need. From depositing birthday money, to depositing part of this paycheck, to seeing how much I have in my savings account. After depositing this birthday money and paycheck, I can count on Bankstar to allow me to confidently do all the general things I need to do. You can bank just about anywhere, or you can bank on the bright side at Bankstar Financial. Visit ebankstar.bank, member FDIC.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Well, interestingly enough, there aren't a million injuries, but there are some cues beside a few important names.
Yeah, we mentioned Darren Waller for the Raiders. Check on his status. I don't know if that's a week-to-week situation. But, you know, and Josh Jacobs, who did play well but then got hurt again. So I don't know what's going on with him. Quarterbacks, we talked about Zach Wilson. I don't think anybody's really starting Zach Wilson, even in desperation mode. I think there are probably better options. Sam Darnold's not injured, but he's benched. So, you know, those first two or three weeks of the season for him were apparently a mirage. And then, of course, Miles Sanders is hurt again. We don't know what to make of that. Damian Harris was hurt for the Bears, so we talked about the Herbert running back for the Bears as a really nice pickup. Jarvis Landry came back, but then got hurt again for the Browns. So keep an eye on him. And when he's healthy, he's a great PPR receiver. I mean, he's a go-to receiver. And especially if Baker comes back. Oh, it doesn't matter who's under center. If Baker comes back, he's one of Baker's security blankets. So keep an eye on him. He might be a really good sneaky waiver wire pickup, too, if people dropped him or whatever the case may be. And then Antonio Brown was scratched from the Bucs game. So keep an eye on him. We also, you know, one thing we haven't really talked about yet is weather. And so we're starting to get into that scenario now where the quote-unquote bomb cyclone really did impact Sunday night and Monday night's games.
Wow.
And if you were watching either of those games to see the torrential downpour in Sunday night's game and a ton of rain last night too, but also wind and really weird conditions, soggy, and so on and so forth. And for those folks that you really need to pay attention to that, especially since those two games were in Seattle and San Francisco, wind is a huge factor there, especially in San Francisco. I mean, even though they're moved away from Candlestick Park by about 45 miles, it still is windy as heck. So,
right.
I mean, so you really have to keep an eye on some of those games because wind, as we've talked about, does affect passing and kicking games if those winds are gusting 20 to 30 miles an hour. Affects the downfield passing game. So this is, I think, the time of the year where you really have to start watching weather very carefully, and you might have to make some decisions. I certainly did, and I'm glad I did in some cases. So, like, I benched Tyler Lockett last night, or benched Tyler Lockett before last night's game and went with an alternative, for example, and that proved to be a benefit for me. So those are the types of decisions that you're going to want to make. Now, on the waiver wire, we've talked about some of these folks already, but quarterback-wise, Carson Wentz, Ryan Tannehill, even Daniel Jones is kind of a sneaky waiver wire pickup if you're desperate.
So
And if we're really, really desperate and you Joe Flacco gets the start, I mean that's a really plug your nose and see what happens thing. But again, you'd have to be really desperate. Kenneth Gainwell, running back, Boston Scott, also from the Eagles. Rashad Penny from Seattle. Chris Carson's timeline is. Nyheim Hines for the Colts. I think as the Colts start rolling, he's got to get more involved. He just has to.
Right.
He's too good of a weapon. He's too explosive. He's too powerful. And I think they showed enough of Marlon Mack because they're auditioning him for other teams that I think Nyheim is going to slowly slide back into that number two role behind Jonathan Taylor. So huge point PPR play if he is indeed that number two and could really be a key factor down the stretch for a lot of teams.
Yeah, anybody that had Hines probably swallowed pretty hard when he dropped that pass.
Yes.
Because that was a big touchdown.
Yes,
that
it was.
That was 100. Major points.
Yep.
And here again, that was kind of a rain thing.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
The rain definitely got in the way of that,
yep.
No doubt about
those
it.
Those Bengals running backs I mentioned earlier, Chris Evans and Samaje Perine, are sneaky. Laviska Shenault, we mentioned him already. Jamison Crowder. Michael Gallup from Dallas is coming off of IR. Looking good.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning. That's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two-minute warning. Here we go.
You know, I guess coming off the two-minute warning, maybe watch your Packers just in case.
Yep.
You know, with Devontae Adams on the COVID list, and I think they had another coach or a quarterback's coach or somebody else who was on the list.
Yep.
You know, you just never know who he was in contact with. There had to have been in contact with somebody else.
Yeah, and that's a really great point. That's why I think, you know, keep an eye on especially Lazard and Bob Tonyan, because with that, if Adams does not go, those two immediately benefit from that. I think that, you know, that's a very big NFC matchup. I mean, people need to don't downplay that because they're
right.
This has playoff seeding implications. It has home field implications. It really does stink that Devontae might not play because, you know, when these types of games happen, the hallmark of the NFL, you want both teams firing on all cylinders.
No doubt. And if you're going to go out and grab Lazard, if you're going to grab Tonyan, have a backup for either or both if you end up grabbing both, because you just never know. It could get to game time and they're out.
Yeah. And
you know, it's just
The Thursday night game too, so it's, you know, one of those sneaky situations. At least you don't have to wait till Sunday or Monday night.
Right.
But on the other hand, you've got to, you know, take care of business.
No doubt. We did get one email from the Philadelphia Eagles. They're in a PPR league, and they asked, what are we going to do about Miles Sanders? Honestly, pull the plug.
Give him the boot.
You know, yep, gone. I just don't think there's any point in having him. I've got him, and I'm pulling the plug on him. I honestly am going to go for an RB3 or 4 and hope that they'll give me at least 3, 4, 5 points and an occasional touchdown.
Wildly inconsistent. I think it, when we can say something like you'd rather have Miles Gaskin than Miles Sanders, that's saying something.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Hey, have a good one. Good luck to you and your matchups.
Good luck, everybody out there. Have a great week.